And you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. We are Reality Radio. GroundHardRadio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They shouldn't have never gave you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
Called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a friend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
You got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Chris out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the basement court case when the child support late. Money taking heart breaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk mess of violence, man. The quick job asking them stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
We grind or die.
What?
We
grind or die. Grinding hard, you hear us busting. Molesting ops to getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distancing, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chick. You dig? And let that motherfucking beat drop. What it do, Roy? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles. I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Grind Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro?
Mob. What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Bass Mob 803, better known as the God, Divine Universe. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, live on Grind Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Let's get it. That's what's up, man. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that Team Beat Shop, is the motherfucking queen of Grind Hard Radio, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight, darling?
Oh, it's so fucking hot, but I'm here. It's your girl, Miss Chief. 6-1 Nina in the fucking building, trying to beat the heat. It's Thursday, almost Friday. Let's get it. Let's get it. Ooh.
That's what's up. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that team, No Filter. He's still Bay Fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam?
Hey, it's the host with the most from the fucking West Coast, Rachel Blast. It's the host. It is I. That's it.
That's all you got? All right.
He did his homework.
I love it. He did that over. But you could have put a little ad lib on it. I love
You're
it.
All right
though.
With
That's
me,
what
bro.
I do have a whole intro, but you know, I'm going to just piece it out. I'm going to piece it out.
You going to piece it out? All right. That's what's up, man. That's what it is. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 706, it's our own Georgia Peach. We got your girl, Miss Kia, live in the building. What it do, Queen?
Hey.
Hey, everyone. How y'all doing? It's your girl, Kia. I know I've been MIA, but I've been grinding into the paper. You already know.
It's all love.
So now
I'm
getting
I ain't mad at you.
That's what's going on. Let's get to it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up. Loving the energy tonight, man. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 314, representing that Crystal City, Missouri, it's the main man, Cobra Immortal, C.I. in the building. What it do, fam?
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Boom. Man, y'all already know what time it is. It is Thursday. We charged up, we turned up with the GHR family, and let's go on your Blizzock.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 228. Representing that Mississippi movement. It's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big bro? And that's Trill.
Man, what's happening, man? Oh, man. I'm talking about, hey, all I know is Trill. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Mom.
All I know is Bob. You know what I'm talking about? All I know is Ron is reckless. Yeah. You are now in tune to another fire ass episode of Grind Hard Radio, God damn it. So we want everybody to just kick back and relax. And please, 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 please do not forget. Do not forget, because if you forget this, you a real Bushard God for real. We run the Matrix round this reckless, bitch. Yo, Jit, let's run a power move on they ass and do this shit the right way. GHR style. You're under dig, trill, mama.
That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Turn up Thursdays around this motherfucker. It's Ground Hard Radio, the Let's Talk edition. Ken, we got so much we're going to be talking about tonight. And I wanted to hit y'all tonight with a real life hot topic, man. We're going to be talking about, you know, rest in peace to Sonya Massey. We're going to be talking about that tonight, team. I want to know what y'all thoughts. To the folks out there, I want to know what y'all think. So make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online and you want to hide from that Rona, hit us up in on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. I also got the videos. And team, while we on break, I'm going to try to see if I can get that audio. Chief, I'm going to try it one more time. But nevertheless, we do got the link. It's on the Facebook page. I'm going to put it on the Ground Hard Radio page, and the video to the link is also in the Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with two bike-to-bike tracks, but right now, I want to turn it over to our resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock. First track of the night, Broski, what you got for us?
On your hey, man, eye. Check this out, man. Hey, look, this is off the album. This is off the album. Uh-oh. Coming soon. You know what I'm talking about? So I want y'all to really get into this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm spitting real bars on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Produced, mixed, arranged, written, and directed by me, DJ Sergeant Rock. So you already know it's some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Jit, let's run that realism. Ronnie's ragged-ass bitch. And shout-out to my boy King Slow. He the one dropped the edits on his bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, Jit, spin that shit. Trill, ma.
Wish I could. Give me a minute. Give me something else, dope. I'm talking about dope. Rock, give me something else. I almost had it. Give me one more thing.
Give me something else.
Give me something else, brother.
Shit. God damn.
I said more ad-libs, not the trike. By the time you done said something, here it go, live on Ground Hard Radio. No drop, because all my boys just went out. It's Ground Hard Radio. Keep it up.
Damn.
Staff scratch mixing when I'm rocking your ass. The incision is my decision when I'm chopping the slab. And anybody who knows how I came up old school, from Grandmaster Taste to Gold Dash to Pro 2, from working with the music pretty hard in the church too. I seen them come and go just like the best and the worst do. I seen them in and out just like a doctor or nurse do. I seen them act a ass while they feelings got hurt too. See label after label running town after town, pulling scheme after scheme and can't get above ground. Going year after year, and they wonder why they flop. Yeah, you good at slanging rocks, but your ass ain't hip hop. Niggas biting off each other like them fucking piranhas. The frogs ain't yours, nigga. You wearing up someone else's shit. You love messing the dressing up someone else's shit. Can't sell yourself cause you selling someone else's shit. Now, I'm just saying, man, you know what I'm saying? All the music that I hear on the radio sounds the fucking same, man. Y'all niggas biting off each other, you know what I'm saying? Niggas biting flows. Jagger styles, you know what I'm saying? You know that ain't you, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Get real, you know what I'm saying? That ain't you, my nigga. You know what I'm talking about? You know. MCs ain't me, and you DJs ain't either. Watch me intercept you pointed style wide receiver. Turn it over here, scrubs, you can keep your empty passenger side for them flunkies that you're flossing your ride. Cause I roll with real niggas you would never jab with. Plus I'm in the trap, bitch, now look where you at, bitch. You hide behind the bricks while I still clap shit. Cause I'm icon status and you still a wank, bitch, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Not like that bullshit that y'all pump on the mic. Undercover homosexuals and tricking with dice. Niggas know they ain't right. Motherfucker fair fight, suck a dick. And watch the Sergeant Rock grandstand in the mix so sick. Look, ma, I'm using my hand. Remember the red radio and speakers with no back. On the trill, second ward, niggas know about that. Now, I ain't never had shit, you know what I'm saying?
never had shit, you know what I'm saying? I was DJing with speakers that had no backs on them, nigga. Still dropping bass like DJ Magic Mike on y'all bitches. You know what I'm saying? For real. When LL was rocking bells, I was Howard Cole spell commentating. A product of hip-hop in the making. Back then, I wasn't taking, I was fat as an ox. But one thing's for damn sure, I knew how to be rock. Then I didn't have to leave home. MD would reway me, and we battle suckers on the fucking telephone. Some DJs had what I dreamed of having, but when I whipped out the casket, I whipped all they asses. Workshop is a click, the shit we started with. Making music was a lick, and hip-hop we got retarded with. Bedroom and garden to the streets, to the studio, and back to the club with seven crates to play with. They hate to see the sergeant, I don't rock with that gay shit. Respect an architect, a motherfucker don't say shit. You must be with the devil, so you know that you ain't shit. Cause I'm a trilogy and you suckers can't take this shit. Yeah. DJ Sergeant Rock, workshop in the building. You already know how I do, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is straight facts. You know what I'm talking about? Straight facts. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna do a little something like this. Yo, King Flo, you ready? Alright. DJ Sergeant Rock, chop it up.
In the swale.
Okay.
You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio with your host, G Chronicles, the Black Larry King, and Team Grind Hard. It's DJ Face Mob 803, and we grind.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air it out radio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
I see dead people.
Hey, Monster on the beat, ho, Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw, man down, call her Amber Lambs, tell him free bro, nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tito, what's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama, how many ops you really got, I mean it's too many options, I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton, beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Tubbs the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that fuck him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest, that's for bitchin'. You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumpin'. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other vaginal option. Put pussy. Think I better straighten they posture. Got famous, I've been content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star, quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. These fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad these roads came home. Y'all didn't deserve him either. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flax. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ice. Put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them dropped. Ice. Sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ice. How many stocks do I really have in stock? Ice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ice. Devil is a lie, he is 69 God. Ice. Freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside. Ice. Roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zod. Ice. City is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ice. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Like, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Like, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
Let me say O-V-Ho, O-V-Ho. Say O-V-Ho, O-V-Ho. Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
I had to do something to crank this motherfucker up because I'm gonna have me fucked up. Man. Oh, freak ass nigga.
Freaking ass nigga.
Oh, shit. Alright, man. It's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out. Yeah, we had to wake it up a little bit. Check out our official website at groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe, you know what I'm saying? You can check us out on all streaming platforms, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music. And as always, you can take Ground Hard Radio on the go with you by downloading the show for absolutely free on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Team, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I want to run down that playlist real quick. Had a little technical difficulties, but we was able to pull it off. At the very top of the show, that was actually a R&B spotlight track from Razor. You know what I'm saying? That was Lauryn Hill with Doo-Wop. And then in our original playlist, we hit y'all. Yeah, we hit y'all with DJ Sergeant Rock with that realism. And that last track, I'm pretty sure everybody and their mom in America done heard of that. That was your boy Kendrick Lamar with Like Us. You know what I'm saying? So. Definitely wouldn't throw that out. What you was saying, Carter?
I was saying Rock did his thing on that realism track.
Yeah, you did, bro.
Yeah.
I heard dope like that. Oh, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought so.
Oh, yeah. No. I was going to say that. I don't appreciate how Jit just went to the next song after Rock laid us with a fire-ass joint. Like, we didn't even get a chance to commentate or nothing, so I'm going to get Rock this balance now.
Okay, then.
Yeah,
that beat was motherfucking fire. Rock gave, I think it was like 7 verses, but it didn't even matter because Rock was skating all on that bitch. Shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock for giving me my new banger of the summer. Shout out to you, Rock.
Now, see, that's love. 100. I'm going to have my salute, DJ. That's what's up.
I'm being serious when I say this.
I wanted to say real quick, your boy Razor, he probably be back in the second half of the season, not being funny, but he caught that Rona too. So just best wishes to our boy Razor, the R&B gangster. So he probably won't be with us next Tuesday.
Okay.
But when the show resumes on August 6th, he definitely should be back in the building. So much love to bro. Team, I guess we're going to go ahead and
play it.
Definitely.
Damn, I guess
we're going to go ahead and... I know, but hey, I told y'all that shit real, though. That shit is out there. But nevertheless, team, I want to go ahead and get into the topic of the night, the real-life topic of the night about your girl, Sonya Massey. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to her soul. Me and Ms. Chief both tried to get the audio. Again, for the folks that want to see the video... Well, I didn't post the one with the police, you know what I'm saying? But just the aftermath of it, you can go to my personal Facebook page. If you're listening to Ground Hard Radio right now, you can go in the chat rooms, you know what I'm saying, and check it out. Team, it ain't too much to say for me on my part, you know what I'm saying? Whether she had mental illness issues going on, whatever the case may be, I just feel like it's never right for a police to come inside Joe where you lay your motherfucking head and just shoot. And I don't see a fucking thing that she did wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Now, my thing that I've been saying since it happened, what the fuck was the taser? How the fuck we go automatically to a gun? What did she do?
Right.
What did that, what made that officer felt like he could just shoot? And from what I saw, team, all she said something was, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And then when the nigga popped out, you better not. Come on, man. Like, it's just sad. And
I
feel like we always have this conversation when, and I'm going to be real, when I tell people I don't fuck with the police. Like, I'm that type of nigga. Don't ever put me in no presence. If I ain't called 911 my goddamn self, don't put me in the presence of no motherfucking police officer. I can't stand on pussy ass niggas.
Yeah.
And that's from me. And when I say that, when I say police, I'm not talking about all police. It's some good cops out there. It's some good cops out there that try to hold the neighborhood down. But these pussy ass motherfucking cops that think they can just roll up and do it, man, it's no call. And I really do hope this. They sue that motherfucker for everything he got. And get that nigga to death.
You know they
I'm sorry.
And you know they
sorry.
Is.
Wow.
Because that made to me that made no sense. I mean, she wasn't in no threat. You behind the sofa. I just don't understand that. Now, team, I will say this. I can't watch that full video all the way through. I refuse. I'm just not doing it. You know what I'm saying? But man, my heart go out to that lady's son, to her parents, anybody out there that's kin to her, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just that's just fucked up. And then, team, I'm going to tell y'all this. When the body got to the hospital, they say the cops told somebody she committed suicide. And then when the son got the call, he heard she got shot. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, y'all do shit, try to cover it up. And team, I watch videos of police every day where they throwing weed in the car on the motherfuckers, or planting evidence on you. You know what I'm saying? Is just sad. And I will say this too before I cap it off. I feel like some of these officers, because you can look at that nigga and tell that he knew or ain't been with the force that long, man. I think y'all need to do more fucking mental evaluations on these officers, because at the end of the day, team, they people just like us. They bleed just like us. But I can't stand no motherfucking cop, and especially a crooked one. You know what I'm saying? So the whole situation is just sad. Just sad. You know, you come off the shit with Kamala Harris, the VP, we happy and all that, and then we get hit with some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Some uncalled for shit. So that was just my whole spiel, what I wanted to get out there. Team, I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to get y'all commentary on it, but I actually want to switch it up a little bit this week. I actually want to start off with the ladies, and I want to throw it to your girl, Miss Chief Queen. What's your thoughts? That shit disgusting.
Hey, fam. It's really fucked up. So let's talk about the sheriff. From what I read, he has been transferred 6 times. That's his 6th police department. He has 2 DUIs. So my question is, where was the re-psyching valve for him to see if he was even fit to be out in the field? You know, he seemed like one of those police officers that come, and before they even know what the issue is, yep. they might be mm-hmm. talking to the victim. They already got a prejudgment of what's going on. It looked like
on the video.
Yeah, so it looked like on the video when she went to go turn off the water, she turned around because he said something. And he said something. It wasn't positive. It was something negative, and it was about the water. So that's why she said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus." Like, he was like,
oh, wow.
"If you do blah, 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 I'm going to do blah, blah, blah." Like, why would you be thinking like that? She just went to go turn the pot off.
Exactly.
So, now let's talk about women, especially black women. And sometimes we do this to ourselves. We over-sexualize ourselves because we can. You know, we are the most sought-as woman. I don't care what nobody say. We are the most sought, most exotic, most beautiful. And we come in all different shades and colors and heights and you know, we're just unique. We're a unique breed. And but we're unprotected. And if we're not protected, I'm not saying all men are like this, but you know how it is. The bad always is louder than the good. So when we don't protect our black women, you know what I'm saying? Do right mm-hmm. by them, you know, in relationships, on the workforce, as friends. When you don't protect your black sister, you create a problem that y'all don't like. So then we become on guard. With her, I think you got Sandra Bland. You got a lot mm-hmm. of black women, Breonna Taylor, all these black women. If you notice, was it? Two of them were in their home, unprotected. So it was just really sad that happened. You know, my son passed away, and he didn't pass away by a police officer, but that's a surreal, especially when it's close. That's a surreal feeling.
I could only imagine.
You know, I pray for the families. I don't pray that they, you know, condolences or anything to make you feel better. What I pray for is resilience and strength to get through, because can't nobody tell you how to feel, how long to feel, what you going to feel.
Right.
Every day mm-hmm. is a new day,
right.
you know. And
right.
it's just that this officer, I really think that they should do more psyche valves. I don't know how often they do for the police officers, but I really think that they should implement that, and they should start cleaning out all these departments with these crooked ass police. Like you said, I seen one video on TikTok, and thank God the boy had a camera, the police officer threw crack in his or crystal or something in his back seat. You know, so thank God. And then I say this because y'all know I'm into graphics and videos and all that stuff. So there you remember that old song, "It's Gonna Be Televised." We are living that song. We are living that moment right now. Thank God for AI. Thank God for video cameras. Audio, because it's saving, and it's bringing attention to these sneaky-ass motherfuckers, and it's time to stomp them out. That's what I got to say.
Right.
That's real, Queen. And since we are talking about the same video, I saw that same video with the officer that threw that shit in that man's back seat, and like you said, thank God
mm-hmm.
that man had sense of fucking enough
mm-hmm.
to record it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, whatever happened to fucking protect and serve? You know, y'all motherfuckers doing what y'all want to do out here.
Well, you know what?
Cool.
The police wasn't built to protect and serve. They was protecting and serving their own shit. They was the patty riders, the patty rollers, and they was for keeping us black folks in line. That's all they there for. They're not there mm-hmm. to protect and to serve us. We need our own police department, because they can't help us.
Definitely agree. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely agree. Appreciate that, Queen.
I'm sorry.
Lot,
my father was a Black Panther, so I lived in a household Black Panther. So I'm a little militant.
I get it. No, I love it. You know what I'm saying? And I just appreciate everything you just said right now. We're going to keep it moving, team, and we're going to throw it to our very own Georgia Peach, Miss Kia. What's your thoughts on the topic?
Hey, how you doing, everyone, again?
Hey, what up, buddy?
What's happening?
About this topic, though. Honestly,
okay.
I haven't seen, so I'm not going to lie. But I have seen discussions. I personally don't want to see the video because I'm not going to lie. Considering before it even got all the way out there, I already knew what kind of transpired because of the situation that, unfortunately, we are going in this world. Personally, from what I heard, of course, and even what Chief just said, it's a lot of officers that literally are just people that got beat up in school, people who never really had power or really had that, you know, that spark in life previously, I guess, for the most part. Always, for the most part, end up being trigger happy or bullies. Our day was bullies in school. Sometimes they are bullies that just became police officers.
Yeah, you're right.
And they got that. That's the power they have now. Like, they became police officers because guess what? As a police officer, you the one that has some, in their mind, they feel as though they have a right. Like, whatever, no matter what you say, no matter what the law say, they have rights because as we already know for a fact and what we previously seen, they legit have passed in certain areas. I don't know if I forgot if it was the United States as a whole, or if it was in certain areas in general. But for a fact, they passed a law to where officers, depending on certain situations, are basically excused from being persecuted from those situations where they shoot people and those types of situations. I don't remember if it was actually or just certain areas, but for real, they did pass a law just so officers can basically get away scot-free when they do stupid shit like this.
Yeah, as long as it's justifiable, you're right.
It is not justifiable. That's the crazy thing. It never be justifiable. None of it ever be justifiable.
It's their word against everybody else's. It's their word against everybody else's. If they say it's justifiable, they going to make it justifiable even when they ain't.
You're right, because it's literally, like you stated, it's literally their word. Because we have now body cameras, and the body camera will show them 100% what transpired and everything to show that the officer is wrong. And guess what? It still will be justified. That's where it becomes
right.
And that's all I've been, and that's why I did not want to see the video for the person. Like, when I seen the name, when I seen, literally, this all I seen at first. Somebody had made a post that Sonya Massey, say her name. When I seen that, I already knew what the fuck happened. That's how sad that was. I didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
I already knew.
Yeah.
I knew.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's redundant.
You had a mere inkling of it.
It's redundant. This is all what we've been going through for the past few years on constant lately. Like, it's basically, and then it's even worse now because if you've been paying attention to the news, as this, the lynching comes through, it's been worse.
Yep.
The police is getting more trigger happy. It didn't help with the situation when somebody supposedly got attempted assassinated because they think that they needed to be more aggressive now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel for Miss Sandra, actually, because of the fact that from basically the generalization of the whole situation, she had no weapon. She literally went down to the ground. When they told her kind of to get down or whatever, hold her hand up, she went down to the ground. That's what I heard. I see people around here joking on the situation. That pissed me off. Now, that is pissing me off. It's even black
that ain't even funny.
Especially it's black people that are also fucking joking on this situation. about this young lady losing her life over nothing, and she the one calling him. So on my end, I'm like, this over. I hate it. I really do. I'm over the whole, because they're not, I hope and pray they really do show 100% justice and get this nigga. I mean, get that dude. But at the same time, we know how the world is, and that's what's pissing me off about it.
Yeah. Well said.
Well said.
True. That's true. All right. Keeping this thing moving, I'm loving everybody's commentary tonight. We're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to the hood loud King, Carter Mafioso. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
No doubt, no doubt. First of all, you know, we got to give a rest in power and my condolences to the family, Sonya and Master. I just want to say that this is the reason why we got to vote and stuff, because like these body cameras came in after George Floyd, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm a civilian now; I ain't in the streets no more. But from my understanding, the body cameras came after the George Floyd, or during the George Floyd, or the body cams to watch these crooked cops, the immunity that they're trying to take from them is about to get restored. So they about to get rid of these body cameras when Trump get back in office. And it's going to be more of this, because it's been going on, just like everybody's saying that Trump crooked, Kamala Harris crooked. We already know, anybody, if you ever worked on a job, you're going to have that period of time on a job where either you go in the bathroom, sit on the bathroom, use the bathroom for about 30 minutes to an hour, or goddamn go outside and do some shit to bullshit around to kill the clock or just ride the clock. All right. Their job are public servants. They work for us. They supposed to serve us. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't know the rules or laws, you know, or their rights, especially a lot of urban people. So they do a lot of things that they know we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? Like putting drugs on us, taking money. You know what I'm saying? Taking money from you and gotten, they take your money and turn in. Say like if you had a band, they'll turn in about 400 in pocket. You know, it means a lot of police officers getting caught for taking people money too, on with the body cam. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just wanted to say that the body cams is helping a lot of people, because it stopped some crime. It's a lot of incidents that was prevented from the body cam. So it's not going to be stopped all the time, but you're going to have an instance where, damn, why he shot up the block like that? Or damn, the police. We killing police officers now, especially down here. So it's crazy, but I just want to say that's the reason why we got to stress the immunity that these police officers have in the rights. And we have our rights, too. And we got to start fighting back, too. You know what I'm saying? Once we fight back, they bow down. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I got to say on the topic.
No doubt. That's what's up. That was well said, broski. All right, we're keeping this train moving. We're going to throw it to your boy, Dope Ass Music. What's your thoughts on the topic?
I'm kind of like here. I ain't watched it. I don't want to watch it, just like I didn't watch the George Floyd. I'm going to say a lot of things. Number one, we worried about this damn election, but we got to get qualified immunity off the board, right? That's the first thing. Number two, this is what happened when black folks don't have life insurance. I promise you, if we had life insurance and these insurance claims had to keep paying out for wrongful death.
Wow, you're right. Yeah.
This is why they don't kill white folks. White folks be having life insurance. Could you imagine just killing? Yeah, they have life insurance. So if the insurance company has to pay out $1 million, all right, let's see. I got $1 million claim right now. It's split between my three kids. If they kill me, they got to pay out $1 million to my kids.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Now imagine if they do that 100 times a year. That's $100 million.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you, bro. You know, and I got life insurance too, so I agree with you.
Yeah, I got life insurance too.
It's the qualified immunity, which nobody is sitting here trying to address. That's the reason why they feel so free. Like, oh, okay, well, as long as I could justify the homicide, and also, who's gonna care if we keep killing black folks?
Yeah,
who's gonna care?
That too.
You said a mouthful, brother. You said a mouthful.
That too. Wow, that's crazy.
Now I come from the era, you know, I come from Oakland. I come from the era where niggas used to shoot at cops. Cops didn't come down our block.
Yeah.
Now,
I feel you on that.
Yeah, it used to be like that around here too, bro. Oh, my God, it used to be like that.
You know, we the home of gangland around here. So
yeah.
Ain't no
love. Why was that? Why was that woman by herself, man? That's not, I agree with Chief. Where the brothers at? Now, I get it. Sometimes women chase off men, but there's got to be somebody that love her, a brother, an uncle, a daddy, a nephew, somebody. Somebody.
Hey,
why is she dialing 911?
Because
I know my sister's dialing me. My sister's calling me. Hey, bro.
True.
I'm on my
That's
way.
What
I'm saying.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she ain't got no family. Maybe she ain't got nobody to call. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
all
I don't
them
know.
People
they
that
did.
Was
did
on the
did.
Stage, she had a whole
did
bunch of family. Did. All them
well,
grown ass men that was standing on the stage behind Ben Crump. That's her family. Where was they at?
Well, put it like this, team. If it was Amanda. And I also believe if it was a white woman, it would have never happened. You know, I'm just saying. I had to throw that out there.
It would have never
but
happened.
It
would have never
those
happened.
Two things,
because
those
it
two
already
things,
been
stories
about white women in those situations. And I promise you, white women have happily walked away or in handcuffs going to the...
Yeah. I say that, or if a man was in the house. She did. He did.
Yeah.
Hey, and sis, that's what I said. Wow. If she said that and that made you feel like that, then you the devil.
Yeah, you work for him.
People been talking about his tattoos, too, on his arm, because they've been looking at him, because if you
that irked his soul when she said
I don't know the symbols on his arm like that, because I ain't really kind of see, but they said, supposedly everybody was like, look at his arm. Those right there show what kind of person he is. I was like,
I could believe that.
I don't even know the symbols or whatnot, but he had something on the arm that I heard, whatever. And everybody was like, that should have told us right then and there he wasn't. But,
yeah.
Right. And then tattoos give everybody away anyway. You know what I'm saying? Tattoos give you away anyway. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because when you get arrested and you go down, the first thing they ask you, do you got any scars, marks, or tattoos? You know what I'm saying? They already identifying you because of your tech.
They got me on file. Oh, no. All
right. And we'll apologize. We'll apologize for taking over your session. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's all you had, brother. That was it.
That's it, man.
My bad.
All right. Give it his name. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hit us up 323-693-3043. We're going to throw it to your boy, Cobra. What's your thoughts? I know you got an opinion on this.
Oh, man. You know, man, I'm feeling a lot of different emotions right now. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of seeing the violence towards black people. I'm sick of this fucking bullshit. Okay, and I'm fucking angry, and I'm pissed off. I just want to throw that out there. I'm the one thing about it is that I'm emotionally spent when every time I turn on the television, I see another black man or woman being killed by the hands of the police. So we have to start on how we got here. I always looked at the police as being the gangs and the street military. And where I live at here in Crystal City, Missouri, 30 miles south of St. Louis, a lot of the police officers have they violated the sunshine laws, meaning that different black people that would come through our communities, they would racially profile them, whether it was a brother that had a Monte Carlo with some 22s on it and a nice paint job. They'll pull him over, but they won't pull over the white guy with no license plate that has a van that's talking about assassinating his political opponent. Now, this van was riding all around town, but you're going to pull the black man over, but not this rogue white guy that is promoting hatred and violence towards black people. The thing about it is my boy Bernie Sanders was talking about a long time ago how we need to demilitarize the police department. There's a direct correlation between the military and the police. As y'all were stating earlier, majority of these police officers were bullied in school. They were called names. They were kind of like the same liking of the Thomas Matthews crook, the guy who pulled the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The thing about it is under Project 2025, it would grant the police automatic immunity. You know, it would give them full reign to shoot and kill somebody just because they have a badge and a gun. There's many times throughout the 90s, shortly after we saw the events of Rodney King, from that point on, my hatred for the police had been very hateful. To me, a good cop is a dead one. That's how I feel about it. And I'm sick and tired of seeing my brothers and sisters being innocently killed in their house. I watched the video. I watched the video for my own satisfaction just to show, and Brother Jit was alluding to Vice President Harris running for political office. Vice President Harris is the first black sitting vice president in history to be running for public office while she's vice president. So this is another time where we're at this point 20 years later that America's, white America's racist conscience is going to be tested again. This is something they want to throw under the rug. They want to say, shut up and dribble. Oh, rap. Just shut up. Be a minstrel show and rap on stage. Shut up. Shut up and dribble. Yeah. Or when Kaepernick took a knee because he was tired of seeing his brothers and sisters being killed by the white cops. Okay? And so let's break down the timeline. As we were talking, I'm sitting here looking at all of the black men and women who have been killed from 2014 all the way to 2024 by the hands of the cops. It's so many to name, but one that comes to mind, I remember when I went out to Colorado a couple years ago when my ex lived out there, and I met some people that were talking about Elijah McClain, the 22-year-old black kid that was killed by the cops by using ketamine. So they what they're doing is they're reorganizing and remobilizing the way that they kill black people. What's the sense in having these goddamn body cams if the courts aren't going to use that as evidence? Yeah. These people went into the same thing. Lady's house with no search warrant. Same way with Breonna Taylor. That's the reason why the brother, her boyfriend, shot at those cops. That's the reason why he got off, because they invaded his home with no search warrant. We need to end no-knock search warrants. That's the one thing. If I was to see President Harris, I would say my boy Dope, he alluded on the immunity part of it. That's what we're talking about. If I was to meet Vice President Harris or President Harris, I would say we need to pass the George Floyd bill. The George Floyd bill is still stalled in Congress. Same way with the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. These bills are being stalled in Congress because there is no law that protects black people from cops. Okay? But if you look at it, look at
look at all of these police officers. They ain't killing Jews. They're not killing Chinese. They're not killing
right.
Arabs. They're not killing Egyptians, because you want to know why? Because they got countries that would show up and show out and come here and spark a revolution because they're killing their people.
Right.
We're the only race of people that doesn't have any international allies. That's the reason why we need to stop killing each other. We need to stop killing each other. And after this point, with the young, with that lady being killed in her house, I'm sitting there looking at the video of it right now. It makes me so angry to where they want us to be desensitized to this violence. Okay, so my brother, from he lives out in San Francisco, he hit me up and he was asking me about what was going on. I said, well, you look at what they did in Ohio. Ohio and Michigan are two of the highest states that are killing black people, just like they shot Michaela Bryant. They said allegedly the little girl had a knife and she charged at him. It's always like, oh, he had a weapon or she was doing this. How could a routine traffic stop turn into an execution? That's the reason why we need to vet these police officers. A lot of these white guys, it all starts at home. A lot of these white guys are already racist. They're programmed to be racist. And there was a girl that I used to work with. We worked at this restaurant back in the early 2000s, and she was going out to the college to become a police officer to take the police academy test. And her name was Nicole. And I said, now, come on, Nicole. You can't tell me that they won't tell you, once you're done with your training, who to go after, people that look like me. I'm just keeping a buck. I'm just keeping it above. That system is designed to capture and kill black people. Same way with the private prison systems and all of that. But you don't see them doing that. Just like I've seen a lot of different brutal situations that happen. I don't know if y'all paid attention to this, but this happened back in maybe 2017 or 18. It was before George Floyd. They arrested a black lady. Okay, this black lady is in the wheelchair. Okay, this lady dies in the back of the police car. Okay, she's dead. All right, so they pick her up inhumanely and slam her body into this wheelchair thing or whatever they rolled her in. Now, this lady is dead. They put her in one of these, like, it almost looked like a cage where you would put a dog in there. This lady is dead. Okay? You see the brutality. You see the barbarianism that was used towards us. That's what I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Why are we killing each other the way that we're doing this? I don't understand it. But for these police officers to go into people's houses and to I'm with the lady. She said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Why did she say that? Because she knew, she felt that those police officers were there with the wrong intentions. And there's always this trigger-happy white boy. There's always this trigger-happy white boy.
Yep.
And I'm sick and tired. And I'm telling y'all, I mean it, y'all. I am sick and tired of seeing my black brothers and sisters being killed. It needs to end now. And here in my city, they used to ride around with the police cars that had internationally accredited. They took that off. But what internationally accredited means, it means that they're covered by the whole jurisdictions of the United Nations. That's all the power that they need. But I am sick and tired. I am sick and tired, and I will take this to my grave. I am sick and tired of seeing my brothers and sisters being killed. I got tears in my eye, I think, because I'm looking at the video as I'm talking to y'all on my tablet. I'm angry, y'all, and I know you guys are too. What do we need to do to end this carnage? Because I tell you what, if Trump gets back in there, and this is a warning, if Donald Trump gets back into the White House, it is going to be mass extermination of black people. That's where we're headed. Just the way that Hitler did the Jews in the Holocaust, they're coming for us. When those white nationalist groups stormed the Capitol, that was a direct message to black people. We're coming for you because we're tired of seeing white kids wearing Air Jordans. We're tired of seeing interracial couples. We're tired of seeing transgenders and Jews and women making strides. They're tired of it, y'all, and that is the reason why that these white police officers and these people are going to be out here ramping up their attacks against black people as we head closer to the election.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
All right. That was good.
Yeah, it was. All right, we're going to keep it moving on.
Now.
We appreciate that.
I know y'all are exhausted because I am. I'm tired of seeing "We Shall Overcome." I've had friends that were killed by the cops, and those same cops was adjudicated and vindicated, and they're still on the goddamn street. Every time, it's like, that's just like if somebody killed your brother, your sister, your grandkid, your daughter, your son, your father, your mother. And justice, yes, I like my boy Benjamin Crump. He's taking on the fight for black people, but it's not enough. It's not enough.
Yeah.
He cut Jit off of that one. You say Jit.
Yeah.
No. Man. Hey, he passionate about how he feel. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't got that.
Yeah, that was good.
He passionate. Yeah.
Caught him. Hey. Yeah, that's all captivating.
All
the lady had was she had
but again,
all she was trying to do was she had a pot of water. This lady got shot over a pot of water, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on. Yep. Think what they did Tamir Rice in Ohio. How they did him. Look at George Floyd. They he was calling for his mama. And I swear to God, y'all, from that point, I was traumatized. Because when you see a man die against his own innocent man, die against his own will, what does that do to you? What does that do to you?
It says it burns in the back of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it all the time for the rest of your life.
Same way.
All right, well,
we're
going to cap it
at
that,
Cobra.
We're going to cap it. I get it. We're going to cap it at that, Cobra. You gotta cap it. But I get it. I get it. You passionate about what you're saying. But, you know, we are on a, you know, we still on the show. We got to keep it moving. We got a production schedule. So.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. You know, I know everybody want the music played and all that good stuff. But I want to say this, though. Cobra, I love how you are so passionate about it. You know, I feel the same way too, brother. You know what I'm saying? So you said them out.
Yeah.
Took us to church, you know. So, we do got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving because we got one more on the panel. We may call them last, but never least. DJ Sergeant Rock, go ahead, bro. Call a good stop.
He took us to church.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, that's the old people saying right there, boy. Take it to church.
Yeah, it is.
The young folks don't know about right now.
They don't know nothing about
it. Yeah. That's why,
go ahead,
Rock.
Man, look, man.
Let me tell y'all something, bro. Now, these police then went from killing a nigga in the streets to going to a motherfucker house to kill him. You dig what I'm saying? Now, now I'm asking this question because this question is very important. Didn't she call them?
Yes, she did.
And didn't she say, I think burglar on the loose, or it's a prowler around my house, or whoop the whoop and blah, blah, blah?
Yes. Did you search the house?
Did she do that?
Yes.
She did that, right?
Yes, I did, from what I heard. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, that is the kicker right there. You know what I'm saying? Because if I call you to handle a problem for me,
you are supposed to do your due diligence and make sure that I'm safe. Never mind if I'm black, white, Jew, Asian, Jamaican, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. If you are a police officer, you are supposed to protect and serve, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yep.
Am I right?
You're right.
Okay. All right. Now, this is my thing. Whenever you give an officer too much freedom to do anything that he wants to do, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be some rogue cops and, you know, well, back in the days, we used to call them hot dogs, you know what I'm saying? Because every time they came around the black area, they'll be, you know, clutching on their guns and pulling their guns and all that shit, and ain't shit really going on. But your presence is scaring the people. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is what's going to make everybody say, fuck the police, regardless of where you from. You know what I'm saying? And that's bad for them. That's bad for them. You know what I'm saying? But our tax dollars pay for this now. Mm-hmm. Our tax dollars is paying for this. Do you know your tax dollars make sure the police stay in business and they make sure people on the police force get paid? Do you know your tax dollars is responsible for that? Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah. It's crazy how they got this shit rigged up, man. But I think, you know, the rebuke in the name of Jesus part. Now, they say if you call on God, Satan will flee, right? Okay. Well, this time I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, meaning the bad spirit that's come upon, that you're trying to bring upon me, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what you do to me, I still rebuke you. So he's going to think about her saying those final words, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. He's going to be thinking about that for the rest of his life if he's living. All right. Did they arrest these cops?
Yes.
Because it was more than one shot, and then I think it was another one that was standing there watching everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, they arrested them, right? Are they in jail right now?
They're arrested.
Yeah, they're in jail.
Yeah.
Okay, now, 9 times out of 10, if the white boy gets 5, 10, or maybe even 20 years, he's going to do it. But now, that's a far cry from niggas killing niggas, and they only giving niggas that kill niggas 3 to 5. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference. And all I want to say is, you know what I'm saying, it was wrong. No police officer should be, you know, doing some, you know, dirty ass shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just tearing me apart for that family, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because the mama got shot for nothing. She got killed for nothing. And in America, most Negroes will kill niggas for nothing. For little or nothing, most of these niggas out here will kill. You know what I'm saying? But when the police kill us, we ain't got nothing to say. Like Carter said, they trying to make us immune to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she got shot? It'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? 2-3 months, it'll pass over. It won't nobody even think about it no more. You see what I'm saying? That's what they trying to do. And I don't like it. And I pray to God that I don't get caught up in nothing that will have me to get killed like that, because that's a fucked up way to go out. You know what I'm saying? Much love to the family. I know they hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? I know they feeling it right now. And, you know, I just pray for them, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now, everybody always talking about, well, you got to pray for your enemies, too. Fuck that. I'm not praying for no goddamn enemy. I'm doing what God say do. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, goddammit. And that's trivial. Mile.
Vroom.
That's all my.
I get it. Yeah. All right, man. All right, Grow Hard Radio came out strong this week. I just want to say, team, I respect, you know, everybody's opinion and what y'all had to say tonight. And I feel like this was a real good chop-up session, you know what I'm saying? You know, reality radio, why not go into real life hot topics, you know, it's sad. Yeah.
Right.
Shit that you're supposed to be
talking
about.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so team, check this out. I feel like, shit, we're going to take a break. Ain't nobody thirsty or nothing. You've been doing all this talking, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you refresh your cup.
Oh, I'm drinking. I'm drinking over here. I'm drinking. I got
some pulled up.
Let's take some pills real quick. I got my hands pulled up. I am drinking over here. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
That's what's up. All right. To the callers out there, hit us up 323-693-3043. Hit us up in the Grind Hard Radio chat rooms. I feel like, for some reason, I don't know why I feel like this. I feel like this is about to be a world premiere night. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, I'm just messing or whatever. But, team, we're going to pay some bills real quick. And right now, I'm going to throw it to the Queen, Miss Chief. What you want to get into, darling, and we got it for you. Hey.
Well, thanks. Dope is talking so much mess to me. You know, dope, you there, bro?
Yeah. I'm here. You know, I'm always here. I'm always here. My
all right. Well, this song right here, since we talking about bad spirits and all that stuff, this one is called Sage Burner. I dug. Well, actually, I didn't dig. My bro, he knows me. He'll think of a beat and he'll send me something, and he knows I procrastinate and he talks shit, but he motivates me. So this song right here is called Sage Burner. I hope y'all like it. Go on, play that, DJ.
Oh, shit. Trio. All
right, my damn mom. I don't know what's going on. Let's get it, Grandma. Already kick off.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Nikki, on the chat, on the chat.
Hey, that's not it. Sage. Where's my lighter? My lighter. I love you. I love you. But I don't need you.
I'm up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Time to burn the sage. Time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the. Sage.
Fun to replay.
My lighter.
I know, right?
I love you. But I don't need you.
It's so hot, we had to replay it.
Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Time to burn the sage. Time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Up on the 24, time to burn the sage. Time to burn the sage. Time to burn the sage. I don't do drama, that's broke talk ways. I see haters, they all got something. I'm a whole mosh pit, I get crazed.
16 rays, that'll be 16 haze. You a punchline phrase. I write essays, line them up in cars, in driveways, bars in traffic, but I see straight. You won't spin the block, you won't get crazed, you won't bust the thing, you won't 50 things. I'm outside the game. I'm on the 24, had to face my pain base. I'm so smudged out, I'm with the stage game. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Time to burn the stage. Time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Time to burn the stage. Time to burn the stage. If I told you I did it, I could run it back. It's a new day. I put the focus on the facts. I got day ones, no fake ones, whatever. I got one spark, fly, light. It's a war. I dress beats that mean I whip out center cords. No keep the score, I'm ice, call me Kenmore. I only wear my own bag, I stay on repeat. But you too busy watching my movie. I stay in the booth, I stay cooking up a crazy bag. Don't stand next to me, don't pull out a mat. I've been working on my chill, but you gon' turn the ass. Ain't no escape from all of this aftermath. Your pants is dirty, they all gon' need a bath. And if I have to cut up, my new name is Mrs. Glass. So when you talk and tone down all them extra caps, stand down until I say, now answer that. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Up on the 24, time to burn the stage. Time to burn the stage.
Woo. What y'all think?
Damn.
What's the reaction?
That shit hard.
Well,
y'all like that?
Put on. Well, I told you.
That shit was fine.
Thank you.
Why the shit cut off? That shit was fire, goddammit.
Thank you. After that,
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, and y'all kind of saved my ass,
too. Did you want it to end like that?
Huh?
Did you want it to end like that?
Yeah, it just cuts off.
Wow, that's crazy. That shit crazy, man. Oh, my God. Wow.
I was expecting
dope-ass music to make that beat bang a little longer, man. God damn. That shit wild, man.
Dope, yeah, dope. Think about it.
That shit wild. That must be an intro or interlude or something. Because God damn, that bitch fire. I'm talking about that bitch cut straight off.
Yep. I almost was like, what the hell happened? I thought the thing had cut off. I'm like, drop my mic.
That's how you
know. I'm still online.
Yeah,
still like about that. To say
yep. That's
I
it.
Love that shit. God damn, you went off the devil, boy.
God damn. Salute. Alright, it's Grown Hard Radio. Make y'all hit us up 323-693-3043. Salute, Queen. We got another R&B. Y'all know tonight we doing two R&B spotlight tracks from your boy Razor. And we also got the best talk segment coming up with your girl Miss Chief. We got a lot of more hot music, you know what I'm saying? So you never know what we finna pull up on you. Team, I wanna get into another track before we get into the R&B spotlight though. I actually wanna throw it to your boy Dope Ass Music. Broski, anything you wanna get into, we can definitely do that. You give me a minute to scroll. Or if it's coming from your side, let a nigga know. You did.
Okay. It's on my side, dude.
It's on your side.
Yeah, just let me have a little drop.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Hey, he came to work. He came to work.
He came
tonight.
To work tonight. I give you that. Yeah, you came to work tonight, though. You definitely did.
He came to work.
That's what's up. I get that bonus check.
Man. You get the bonus check.
Get a little all bonus. Right, Mike, you working on it now. It's level one right now. You're trying to get you to the two and three. But go ahead.
I might get two or three. Yeah. Hey, I told you just got that money, man. I told you just got that money.
Not really.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. I'm broke.
All right, man.
Woo!
So, look, I'm working.
I'm working on two projects, right? I'm working on the one with me and Razor, Silk Socks and Cognac. That's dropping September 1st. But I'm also working on my album. It's called 50 Cal. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a play on words. But what I wanted to say is there's a street in Oakland. It's called International. You know, that's what they changed it to, but it's E14 for anybody that's, you know, from Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the whole stroke, right? It's the whole stroke. So this song is called International Pimping. By your
boy.
Oh, dude, we hate it that way.
International
pimp.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? It's the good neighbor, Peter Lay, the boss. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Yeah, dope ass music. You already know what it is. Pimpin' is for pimpin' so forever, I'ma be him. You focus on that neckin' while I'm focused on that checkin'. Go ahead, give me head combo with a side of bread. If she ain't about that glow up, ain't nothing to discuss. Man, they blow you up when they see you blowin' up. You gave her hella cash, now she's sending me the Venmo. Money team Rodeo, sippin' purple while on Melrose. 30 for the 30, yeah, the price is going up. 50 in the chopper, another 100 in the drum. She walkin's in the fishing, the money never deeper. No pocket watch a real one, I'm a street sweeper. Break the pockets, not your heart, little mama, call me Big J. Niggas older now, cop the bloomers, they in all gray. Baby hella thick, ay, 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 what's your name? She sliding through the spot, heard my girl, yeah, they get down. Always about the money, here, bitch, break that shit down.
Today we get paid, big win, that's always. Township, that's all day, pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him, big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them, how well you live it. New day, we get paid, big wins, that's always. Township, that's all day, pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him, big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them, how well you live it.
Keep that game tight on my life. We boss up, yep. Double all your wins, I'm a king, no losses. Switch up on these lanes, down the lane, we cross up. Curry on these niggas, shoot with range, we launch up. Real niggas in the building, better watch us. No progress being made in the game, now you washed up. Cassie knocking down their chicks, yeah you lost one. Now the fuck is dying, did it cost us? Taking L's for the team, nigga not us. Big steppers in the room, you better wise up. Trophies at the table, pour that wine up. Fresh air's the meeting spot, watch us pull up. The yay is where I'm from, where I grew up. Red Adi dies, put that blue up. What you grinding for? How you living? What it do, my nigga? Man, I'm pimping.
New day, we get paid. Big win, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them. How well you living? New day, we get paid. Big wins, that's always. Township, that's all day. Pimp shit, that's hearsay. Big bro, I been him. Big bills, we keep them. Small bills don't have them. How well you living?
Woo.
I like it. Yeah.
Hey,
little. I'm definitely
going to.
Big bro, I've been him.
That
was
fire. Hey, that was fire.
Hey, that was fire. Hey, dope ass music, Gorilla Mac and his side squash pimping. You know what I'm saying?
Don't lie, go ahead, man. Back to the back throwback days.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. He's riding in the Cadillac. Send back riding in the Cadillac. Stacey Adams.
Shit. sitting back riding in the Maybach. You know what I'm saying? Maybach. Nah. You know what I'm talking about?
Me and you should be Cadillac.
Let the top down on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. Mercedes.
Yeah,
I love y'all. Y'all crazy. Y'all some crazy ass.
Hey, bro, I like that shit, man.
What's the name? And where can I find it?
That is available on all digital platforms. It's called International Pimping.
Straight like that. Get your promo on.
Straight
like
that.
That's
what
I'm
talking about.
That's all right.
Straight like that.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of straight like that, team, dope salute to you. We're going to go ahead and get into our second R&B spotlight track of the night. What I'm loving about the music tonight is a nice blend of songs from the fellas and something for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So I actually like it because y'all know I love Missy Elliott. You know what I'm saying? This R&B spotlight track of the night is Tweet featuring Missy Elliott with Oops. Live on Ground Hard Radio. Make sure y'all keep it locked. R&B Spotlight track of the night.
Mom.
Quarter to three, still so high, hypnotized in a trance.
Timbaland produce that one?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I think so.
They used to have the 5 beats back in the day, boy. I tell you.
Right.
Shout out to VA.
VA.
Yes. That's what I said. Shout out. All right, so check this out, man. Before we get into the Let's Talk segment with your girl, Missy. First of all, I want everybody out there that's ear hustling to hit that motherfucking one. Start listening. You can do that in the chat rooms, man. Press that 1-323-693-3043 be the number. It ain't gonna never change, man. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we tell everybody this shit every week. This motherfucking bullshit every goddamn week. And I don't know why motherfuckers act like they scared to talk on this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy. You know you wanna talk to us, and you know we wanna talk to you. So press 1 in this ragged ass bitch. So we can get our talk on around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn. Look, we know we live, you know what I'm saying? We come on the air every week, so we know we live. We want to hear y'all. We want to hear the public. We want to hear the audience around this ragged-ass bitch. Press 1, goddammit. Quit ear hustling.
For real. Get him, Rock. Rock, I need to go play with it. For real, for real. All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. So...
Tell him,
don't play with it.
For real. Don't play with it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't play
with us.
Don't play with us.
Don't
play with us. Play with your mama, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Press
don't
1,
hit.
Bitch.
Like, don't.
Hey,
that's why
they're
not pressing 1.
Carter, ain't that what you told me the other day? You said, hey, don't play with me, nigga. Go play Lotto. Well, I'll holler. <that song>,
Yeah, man. We got
about a good 30 minutes left in the show, man. Hit that website, groundhardradio.com. Go subscribe, man. Take Ground Hard Radio on the go with you. I actually want to throw it to Cobra Immortal. Anything you want to get into, broski, before we do the Let's Talk segment, man, we got you. What you want to hear tonight?
All right, my brother. It's a new song that's going to be featured on my upcoming album, Critically Acclaimed. It's called Don't Be Afraid, and it's Solo Star featuring Cobra Immortal.
Let's get it on Ground Hard Radio. See, Cobra, I'm on it tonight.
Okay.
Take off. Let's go.
All right.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
They despise my reply, and I'm not so sky.
Don't care.
My love for you, it is true, and you knew all I see your eyes.
Ain't it right?
Baby, let's fantasize. Let me put it on your mind. Let me give you slow and grind.
Yeah.
The way that we make love, the way we kiss and touch. You're the one I'm thinking of.
Jealousy. I love you, I love you. Come on, baby.
I love you, I love you.
Come on, baby.
Baby,
you're the only one I want.
You're the only one I need. You're the only one I want. Satisfy my need. You're the only one I want. You're the only one I need. You're the only one I want. To satisfy me. You're the only one I want. You're the only one I need. You're the only one I want. I love you to see the face. Lies about me to you, dirty up my name. You're gonna lose that battle, gonna feel my pain. Hoping you leave me and you walk away. Our bond, our love strong like steel. Hoping that you will turn on me like a wheel. Meaning try to break it up, break it up hard. Just leave me, cause you know you have a heart.
I love you, come on baby, baby.
Come on, he say fuck that geek. It's gonna be a bill of ocean.
Yeah.
Shit. That's what's up. Now,
yeah.
Come on.
I say white flashing lights and girls with white costumes on, dancing in the background.
That shit was low key a bop.
I can't remember the song, but I.
That's Bananarama, Cruel Summer. That's the sample. I have never heard it flip before, but that is. I've never heard it.
Okay.
I was like, baby, I'm seeing Ralph Macchiato. Karate Kid. The child's a cold breaking world.
Taking the memory right now.
There it is. The big cold one, not the little one, goddamn. You better let him know. All right, we're going to move this thing right along.
Yeah. Big bro, I pick him.
Hey, 100.
All right. That's what's up, man. We're going to go ahead, team, and get into this Let's Talk segment with the queen, Miss Chief.
Can we talk for a minute? Let's talk to me. Can I talk to you? Come and talk to me. Can I talk to you? Can we talk for a minute?
Okay, so tonight's topic is, and I want y'all to think about, hindsight. This is all hindsight. When you underestimate an opportunity, like somewhere down your life, have you not taken that opportunity when you should have? And if you had a chance, you would do things different. And this is not necessarily always relationship, but you know, this is a point of view of a male and female. I think that society has us thinking that a relationship should be one way. But if you just flow with it, I think you will have more success as far as, like, you know, seeing if you're compatible with some. I think with social media, there's so much out there that you collect so many energies. How can you tell the difference between each energy? You can't. So underestimating opportunity sometimes can be a blessing, because what if you're working on something that maybe you're a carpenter or something like that, and you're not really good at it, but you're good at something else, like maybe you do welding very well or something like that. Sometimes that's just the universe moving you into what you are, you know, destined to do. So I was just wondering what y'all opinion is on how, you know, have you ever underestimated an opportunity? Me personally, I love to be underestimated. And the reason why I say that is because you can see how people truly appreciate you, deal with you, fuck with you, when they don't know everything of your scope or what you do or who you know or this and that. You really get to know the real people, you know, and that's really who you want to be around anyways is, you know, your real right. ones. So what y'all think?
Mm-hmm. That's deep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's deep. I know for myself, there's been plenty of times where I've been in a position where, far as like, I want to just say like, for getting my CDL, you know what I'm saying? That was like another kind of me outside of my divine universal, Kyle DeMafioso, Face Mob, 803, Nick the Barber, 803. That was in a whole nother lane that me or other people wouldn't think, man, you ain't going to remember all them parts on no 18-wheeler truck. You know what I'm saying? By heart. You ain't going to know how to drive. So it was a lot of like me thinking myself because, you know, I didn't the test was hard, you know, not the knowledge test, but far as the actual driving test, far as it was hard. So I really got to the point to where I was going to give up and not think I was able to do it. But I overcome that obstacle and was able to do certain challenges with that. So I would say I would relate that situation far as people thinking, because everybody said, man, you can't drive no 18-wheeler. Man, you ain't no truck driver. Man, you can't, you know, thinking they didn't see me in that light. And me, myself, too.
And just think
I never
if
thought
you
I was
going to
be driving no, you know, truck.
Yeah, either. And just think if you would have underestimated yourself, you know.
Right. So I did underestimate myself because I never thought I would, you know, I done cut a lot of truck drivers here, and I used to hear them talk, and I'd be like, well, I don't see how y'all do it. And, you know, I was thinking, boy, I don't know how y'all do that. I don't see how y'all do that. And realized it wasn't hard as I seemed. It was more easier than it seemed. So that was the situation for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I don't think I underestimated an opportunity. The only thing I can say to that is you're led by the spirit, so you're going to do what the spirit tells you to do, even if it works out or not. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, God might be trying to set you up for something greater than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's been plenty of times motherfuckers offer me the opportunity. It's always opportunities offered. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, what are you willing to risk to go through with those opportunities? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfuckers done offer me opportunities to be in the studio. Yeah, Sergeant Rod, just come on in and hang out with us in the goddamn studio. And then I come in there hanging out, these niggas drinking, smoking weed, but ain't no work being done. I'm like, look, I could have drunk and smoked weed at my house. You know what I'm saying? I come to the studio to get some work done. I didn't come to the studio to just fuck off and smoke weed or... You know, I understand people, I do understand this to some degree, you know what I'm saying? People just want you to be around, you know what I'm saying, because you attract good energy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I understand that, you know what I'm saying? But shit, if you're going to more or less have me come somewhere, then I got to do something when I get there. I just can't sit up and do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because then I'm going to get bored, and then I'm going to want to leave. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've underestimated an opportunity.
I felt the spirit led me in ways that if I would have took those opportunities, it'll probably got me jammed up. It'll probably got me fucked up. Who knows mm-hmm. where the shit would have got mm-hmm. me, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. don't think mm-hmm. I can say you led by the spirit, you know what I'm saying? If you see an opportunity and you seize that opportunity, be mindful of what you're going after that opportunity for, because it might not work mm-hmm. out that way. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Mm-hmm. And that is
true. Yeah. I guess I could throw mine out there real quick. I feel like I underestimated myself as far as work. If y'all, team me, I've been in management for the last 7 years, but I've been with this particular company for the last 5 years. And maybe 2 years ago, I walked away. And I'm talking about mm-hmm. turn your keys in, not giving no fuck,
right.
block everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm done mm-hmm. with it. And it lasted all but 30 days, you know what I'm saying? And I guess not realizing what I bring to the table. I mean, I realize it. I guess sometimes you got to make the higher up see it. Team, I'll never forget this. I've never had a job in my motherfucking life, right? And mind you, I quit a job where a motherfucker told me, hey, Cody, you welcome back at any time. Because I know what I bring to the table. But I've never had a job in my life where I just abandoned this shit. Blocked everybody, store level, corporate level, and then a month later, asked to come back. You understand what I'm saying? We appreciate what you do. We need you. Your community needs you. You know what I'm saying? I've never experienced nothing like that in my life. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I just want to just throw at other people in retail, if you in management and retail, you can make buku money. You know what I'm saying? I've been working. I'll be 42 years old, but I've been working since the age of 16, straight through. Maybe a few months here and there, different jobs or whatever the case may be. 401k look lovely. You understand what I'm saying? So, believe in yourself. I guess that's what you could say. Because I mean, I didn't think me walking away would affect some shit. And it really did. You know what I'm saying? I walked back into like a fucking booby trap. I had to almost rebuild. You know what I'm saying? But, I think sometimes I underestimate myself, my own powers, although I'm fully aware of what I bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, team. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
That's just
how
I feel about it. That's
good.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
That's all I had. That's all I had, Queen.
I'll go. That's good. Of course, there's been many of times on my end personally that I have underestimated myself.
Yeah.
From mm-hmm. certain magazine publications, certain jobs, certain possibly agencies I could have signed with, but honestly, I always felt like I don't want to be with an agency just yet. Mm. I'm still learning about myself, of what I want to do. In the industry, like, mm-hmm. do I want to be mm-hmm. forefront or do I want to be behind the scenes? That's basically how I am.
Right.
Like,
it's
not like I don't know which road I want to go. It's either do I want to be in the forefront or not? Because honestly, I never, in the beginning, I really got into modeling, which is funny, off a picture from a mother-son dance. Literally posted from the mother's son dance, and everybody was like, oh, wow, that looks so old school, high fashion, type
right.
modeling. And so everybody was like, have you ever thought about being a model? I was like, no, I'm short, not really girly girl like that. So that's
right.
where it
right.
fit. So as time progressed, and with some assistance from some people, because, mm-hmm. of course, like I stated, I'm a tomboy, so I didn't walk. If you see me walk personally, like see me in person walk regularly versus when I walk in heels and stuff like that, yeah, it's two different walks. It really is. Everybody,
right.
everybody mm-hmm. sees me because I walk two different ways. But
right.
it took some time with the heel and some help from some people how to properly walk on a runway. Yes, sometimes I still mess up. I admit that. Yeah. I'm not ashamed, because guess what? I'm a human. I go fast sometimes. I always walk fast. It's where I've been. Anybody can see you.
Legit, me too.
For real.
But at the same time, as things progress, I felt a need of learning more and doing more research. Some opportunities I'm happy I missed because they were flops in the end. Some other ones, yeah, I have missed them and stuff like that, and they turned out to be exactly what I thought they was going to be.
See,
not gonna be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't hold no regrets, really, 100%, because at the end of the day, what's for me has always been for me. Because now I do talent coordination. I also do event coordination now, and I like that way more because it gives me the opportunity to be more of my creative self outside of what somebody else wants me to be for their product, garment, or what they see as a visual. And with the event and talent coordination and things, stylists and things such as that, Nate, those titles, I'm the one in control of what I want to look like or what you need to do the proper way, explaining to you how to go about with it without trying to be an ass about it, being 100, but still being very firm on what you need to do and how to go and, you know, the steps to take to get to that point. And I feel way more comfortable in these positions, whether I be on the runway, walking in front of everybody can actually see me. I'd be fine.
Right.
Being
fine.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Real talk.
That's good. Anybody else want to say anything?
Right. Doesn't like that's about it.
Right.
Yeah, or no.
Let me throw my little two-piece in there. There's two things that people underestimated me. The first one was being a father. They was like, how are you going to transfer from a street nigga to a dad? You know what I mean? But I did it, though. They underestimated me. I got three beautiful kids. You know, my daughter live with me. My sons live up the street. It's a beautiful thing. Another thing
that is.
I was able to move from California to Texas, man, just to be close to my kids.
I still can't believe
another thing. Yeah, you know how much I love California. You know how much I love California.
I know. That's why I'm
too.
Like, wow. Yeah.
And you all in the LA area. You know what I'm saying? What made you leave?
My kids, man. My sons, they wanted to be close to me, so I made it so everybody, and I brought my daughter, so, you know what I mean? So they can see their
real shit, dope.
They can see their brothers.
Now that's all right.
Pull up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my youngest son asking me to borrow the SRT. I let him do it.
Got it.
Yeah. The other thing was
gotcha.
The music. You know, a lot of people didn't think I would, when I first started. First of all, shout out to my ex-wife who didn't believe in my music. That's why I started 10 years later. It was the music, man. A lot of people underestimated me when it came to the music.
And you're doing it now.
Yeah, man. When I made my first $100,000 for music, It was a wrap, right? So now I just do it for the love of hip hop. But yeah, shout out to that, man. Shout out to the kids.
That's real. Yeah,
for
real.
So you guys all kind of said what my closing words are. Is, I mean, some opportunities, like you said, Kia, you know, they flop or they don't turn out what they are supposed to be. And like you said, Rock, you know, it's the spirit that moves you. And in the underestimation, you have time to decide on what path you really want to take. You might take multiple paths and then turn into
two or three paths or maybe just one path. But as long as
right.
you take the opportunity, you know, and take the, you know,
right.
and I'm not saying other people's opportunities that are given to you. I'm talking about your opportunities, your
mm-hmm.
passions, your yeah. visions, your things that enhance you, that make you a better person, as long as you, you know, don't underestimate yourself. That's my quote.
Now, that's true.
Yeah. Love that, Queen.
Woo.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
All right.
Love y'all. Man.
So check this out. Love you too, Queen.
Yeah.
All right, so, team, we in the wind down time of the show. We're going to go ahead and get into our final track of the night. We come back, we do our shout outs, and we roll the hell up out of here for this weekend. You know what I'm saying? And everybody have a safe weekend. Turn up a little bit, though, because I'm off.
Yeah,
my boss gave me some
up.
Hours. I got inventory. I'm trying to see how I can sneak out of there on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So shit, I'm gonna see what I can do. We'll make it work for me. Yeah, you gotta make that shit work for you. Goddamn it!
Sneak out that motherfucking
yeah.
I was
sneak
yeah,
out
that
one. Yeah. All right, man. We gonna go ahead and get into our final track of the night, man. And can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get some drums? Can we get some drums? Please.
I thought you were going to run out.
I like that.
Wow, I'm going to fuck him up. Wow, I'm going to do my stuff. Final track of the night, man. Goes to the Hood Loud King. Caught him off of your soul. You got the final track of the night, bro. What you going to hear? What you got? Is it real from now on?
Let's get up out of here.
Mob.
No doubt. Let's do a world premiere. We're gonna do this is called Black Cat. This is my version of the Nas's Black Girl Lost. You enjoy it.
Okay.
Brown Hard Radio. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us,
323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that? One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Radio. Do you know who I am?
Yes. You are the boss.
Yeah, I'm the boss.
Blinded by fast cars, gold jewelry, and pretty women. Mission to get rich, which is one in a million. Traveling down the long road, achieving goals, still seeking for happiness. Lo and behold, gotta be swift and changeable, but stay on course. I made it so the whole world could hear my voice. Sometimes a peace of mind will help you elevate. When you sit back and ponder on and contemplate. King of the myth, yeah, I'm a vet with intellect. From a lyrical aspect that ain't seen yet. 50 years of hip-hop and I still love it. Keeping it mud from the gutter with real G's and hustlers. So many different walks of life. I live mine dealing with self. Building on supreme wealth and health. Vocal distribution with music, I never lose it. Legendary status, the baddest, the way I move it.
You can't imagine the way I give it up in these streets. I'ma live a testimony, you know I'm a G. I pay my dues and I make my moves. We ain't gotta talk about what we got, just keep on doing you. Yeah.
Hip hop ain't dead, it's living in somebody's soul. We keep that culture alive, it's all over the globe. Salute the pen writers, that's articulate.
Salute.
Create thoughts, put down, structured by a true lyricist. I pat myself on the back for staying on track.
I'm right.
Never disrespected the code, to be exact.
Never
stop cackling, and we fight back. I'm in the 83 Columbia, home of the gas. Salute to the ones we lost, rest in power.
Salute.
Holding on to the pain, trying to control what's ours. Ain't nothing new under the sun, but new life.
Light.
That's why we create the way to keep our money right.
Ma. You can't imagine the way I give it up in these streets. I'm a living testimony, you know I'm a G. I pay my dues and I make my moves. We ain't got to talk about what we got, just keep on doing it.
Hey,
hey, hey.
You smooth,
Carter. DJ, DJ, DJ. Face mob. We ain't gonna talk about what we got. Just keep on doing.
Yeah, you smooth, Carter.
He did that.
I'm smooth. Keeping the snake dog on.
That's how you feeling.
You already know.
All right.
Can you
that shit was
a wonderful season, man. This is a wonderful season. My brothers and sisters is over here bringing music.
Music.
This great
yeah.
world premiere.
Yeah, everybody,
popping.
Yeah,
everybody getting inspired. We're hearing what everybody's doing in 2024.
Yep.
Man, it's such a good feeling.
I love it too.
This is Grindheart, man. This is Grindheart,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. yeah.
So,
I got that. Having a little Care Bear moment, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Oh, wow.
I almost caught a kill like Cobra, goddammit. Oh, but,
I don't know why, but Dick, you just sound almost like Bernie Mac just then. I kid you not.
You know what? Everybody been saying that lately. They've been saying that I'm like Bernie Mac. But I might not need to do, hey, Carter, I might need to do Black Larry King too, finally.
Yeah.
On my Bernie Mac shit, yeah. get back on my comedy shit.
Yeah.
Key, I love you for that, baby.
Yeah. I'm ready. Whenever you ready, let's
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, talk about the Asians and the Mexicans. And
oh, shit.
Yeah. yeah. The bunkers,
but I said
you
that
know,
years ago.
You,
and yeah. Look what's going on now.
Uh-huh.
I done told
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Right.
No English,
hey,
don't
stick
in no
hey,
English.
You got
they can get them coronas and the
yellows.
Yeah. You got new topics to talk about now. You can talk about these white folks and all this old crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Go off, man.
Go off.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's what we're about to do. Goddamn it.
Oh, you think? Not very.
True.
Kamala Harris.
They're trying to call me about that, too, now. They got him sisters about that.
Yeah. All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there, now the time to do it. And we're going to start off with my big bro, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check. I love y'all niggas. I swear to God, I love y'all.
Yeah, love you too, bro.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Much
boy,
love,
Carter
everyone.
Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, 803, the God, Divine Universal. Want to thank everybody for coming to another 5 episodes of Grindheart Radio. Shout out to all the callers, listeners, everybody online, everybody that's online on the internet in the chat room. Salute y'all. Salute to everybody
yeah,
rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Queen, Miss Chief 619.
Hello,
fire world premiere tonight. You know,
I
keep
told
it going.
Thank you, bro.
Salute to the whole team. You know what I'm saying? Love you always. Beach top.
Love you
salute.
Always.
Shout out to the other queen, Miss Kia. You know what I'm saying?
Much love,
Georgia Peach. You know what I'm saying? Doing her thing on the grind.
getting the munions in.
Yep,
yeah,
for real,
saying,
for real.
Keep grinding, you know what I'm saying?
He got the money,
as long as you grind, you ain't got to worry about nobody getting you none.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stay on your grind, be safe out there, and keep following your dreams, you know what
Beautiful.
I'm saying? Shout out to
yeah.
Cobra Immortal C.I., you know what I'm saying? Salute to you, brother. Glad you're on the show. Love your energy. Love your sound, your swag. And keep it going, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Keep promoting and keep that fire coming. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my mom, brother, Dope Ass Music. Another fire world premiere tonight. You
True.
Know what I'm saying?
That was
hot. Coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock on your Blit Op workshop.
Trip.
You know what I'm saying?
Trip.
Shout out to you for your world premiere tonight also. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going. Keep it coming. I know that's a little TT from the album. You know what I'm saying? So if you're coming like that, I know the album going to be smoky. You know what I'm saying?
Rock is really working. I can vouch for that. Rock working. I can vouch for that.
So keep doing your thing, and that's what I'm saying. That's how you motherfucking bang these airwaves. You bring that heat. You know what I'm saying? Because this might have been a goddamn, I want to say, first time where everybody had a damn world premiere.
World premiere,
so
yeah.
That's how you got to do it, you know. Shout out to my motherfucking brother, Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King, making
you,
this
bro.
Shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Love you too, always. Appreciate you letting me get my shine on, letting the world hear my music, and let me talk.
For life.
Let me build, you know what I'm saying, and speak the truth and, you know, put a little knowledge in the ear. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So thank you for the opportunity.
Man.
As well, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charles Billinger, the EP, the King. Peace to the gods, earth and the seas, and my grandbaby, Halo. And I'm out.
Oh,
love
man.
Y'all. Y'all be safe this weekend.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray, and we out.
Wow. R&B Gangster. That's what's up. Miss 6-1 Nina, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Representing that team, Beat Shop. Our queen of Broward Radio. Miss Chief, throw yourself out there, darling.
Yo, this episode right here, this is one of my top favorite ones, I think. It was so,
this was
like,
good.
It was
yeah.
very engaging. And I'm telling you, C.I., you had us all, you took us to church. We was captivated.
Wow. He really did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
he did that.
You know, so all y'all listeners out there, you know, I mean, you know, our big bro Rock, he don't mean no harm or nothing like that. Y'all can push number one, and y'all can talk to us. We ain't going to bite your heads off or anything like that. We're here Tuesday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Y'all looking for me? I'm all over the fucking place on this motherfucker. MZCHIESBEATSHOP. Holla at ya, girl. 6-1 Nina.
Love you,
get at us. Till next time, peace.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
Ooh, I love y'all.
You know,
love
we respect
y'all.
The queens. Love you too, sis. We respect the queens over here at Ground Hard Radio. We got our own very sweet peach, Georgia peach. Here, throw yourself out there, darling. And salute. I want to say salute to you for real. You out there hustling and grinding. You don't never apologize for that. Get you, do your shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see you. I see you, baby. You doing
appreciate
it.
Appreciate that.
Hey,
you moving.
That is grinding down for real. Yeah. Throw yourself out there, darling.
I'd like to shout out, of course, the Grind Hard family. I appreciate y'all so much and much love always. Mm. Y'all show me to everything I do. Whether I'm on the show, y'all still hold it down and still show me love. And I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Always. Yeah.
I want to let everybody know out there, everybody listening, just to let y'all know a few things I have coming up. Because I've been, like they said, been on my grind, on my hustle. Thing I have coming up, we have is a Strands fashion show at Sweet Auburn Fest in Atlanta. That is a big,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you really know what's going to be, it's a huge festival in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we have a model call coming up on August 8th. If you're in the Atlanta area, feel like you can stretch your walk, please come see us at 40 Cortland South Street, Northeast Atlanta. I'm just letting y'all know, 6:30 p.m. Go ahead. Reach out to me.
Mm-hmm.
On IG, my IG is MZKIA89. Just letting y'all know. Also,
yeah,
just
go follow.
Go ahead and follow me. Also, just to throw this out here, that's also more inclined with music, I'm also a talent coordinator for Mellow Music Mondays. Basically, what that is a live taping of a live performance of different music, genre, story. It's basically like storytelling.
A tape master.
Wow.
And it will be premiering on Roku TVs and other streaming platforms as well.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Damn. Yeah. That's dope.
Love it.
We held our first rounds of audition the past 4 Saturdays. And for the ready for our first Monday coming up so we can get ready to start filming that process. We will be holding another round of auditions after we finish this filming of this first set of Mellow Music Monday show.
Congratulations. Salute. Yeah. Thank you. Miss Grinda Dot.
Wow, radio all on the airwaves. We on the streaming site, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Shit, they better get with this shit. They better get with
That's what's up, Bob. All right. Dope ass music. Man. Let me tell you something. You show jazz tonight, brother. You know what I'm saying? I love your team, no filter.
Sure.
You did your thing, bro. So throw yourself out there.
Hey.
First of all, Shout out to my man Spoof out there in Florida. He in Destin, Florida for the family union. Shout out to my man.
I love Destin.
Look, you out there in the big old Airbnb. Fuck him for not taking me, but it's cool though. You know, nigga had a
Destin is the business, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I mean? I had to take care of kids and shit. But hey, first of all,
it's all good.
Shout out to my team, light-skinned brother, Cobra Immortal, man. He comes from every angle. He can get gangster on you, then sing you a love song.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cobra Immortal, man.
There it is.
You know what I mean? Have you doing the smurf and the wop all at the same time, man. Shout out to the Georgia Peach, man. Look, I keep some Gatorade because she keeps thirst trapping you boys. But it's cool, though. I'm going to keep watching it. Like, keep pressing the like button.
The cool blue Gatorade at that. The cool blue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Keep them cool.
It's blue.
Yeah, baby.
I just be
trying to say hi. Stay hydrated, my guys. Stay hydrated.
Don't be the fool.
Shout out to Sergeant Rock, man. Sergeant Rock, man, look.
On your blizzard.
Man, Rock, I don't know. I might have to do that beat, Rock. I don't know. I might have to. I don't know, Rock, man. That beat was fire, man. I might have to do that beat. Right. Shout out to Sergeant Rock coming with the world premiere today.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Chief. I'm going to Dollar Tree. Dollar General, one of them dollar stores, buy me some sage so I can burn it.
Need a dollar for the Dollar General. We talking about Dollar Tree. Dollar General, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You don't go to no competition. What's wrong with you, Otis?
You about to get jumped on the phone.
Yeah, well, I can use one of my coupons for the goddamn sage, nigga. What the fuck?
Hey, man.
Y'all stupid.
Hey, man. Look. Shout out to Kata Mafioso. You know it ain't a season if you don't bring a world premiere, man.
World premiere, yeah.
Kata Mafioso. We be needing it. We be needing. Don't be trying to put that pin up. Don't try to put the pin up. Go ahead and dust it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing.
He's trying
to put it back because now that he pawpaw, pawpaw, bring that pin out, man. Bring that pin out.
Yep. Let's go. Little.
man. And then last but not least, shout out to Jit for keeping the lights on, paying that bill.
No doubt.
That way we all could come and congregate on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on
Absolutely.
This platform, people what they want, man. And
no
hopefully we'll see Jit with another seafood boil sometime within the next week. You're going to get paid.
We
get
better
paid.
Unless you get a plate.
Yeah, I know. Hey, hey, not
I
not that we can.
Hey, Jimmy styling with them crabs. In the squid.
You know, I'm just letting it be known. You know, I do cook, you know, get your own cook meal.
No,
bro. The boy cooks. I cook.
We might have to call Mama Chronicles and be like, look, go to Jit's house so he can have another seafood boil so he can put it on the book.
I love that. Cooking with Cody coming soon.
I'm out of here.
Cooking with Cody.
Hey, that's what's up. All right. Dope is stupid, you motherfucker. Cobra Immortal. Throw yourself out there, goddammit. Representing that 314.
Did he
out?
That is my last bitch.
Yeah.
I think he roomed out. All right, well, that's
did he
no.
Out?
No.
Yeah.
All right, well, it goes to me.
All right,
man. All right, man. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, the Black Larry King team. You know, I'm going to be real quick with mine. Shout-outs to the cast and crew. I could not do this without y'all. I love y'all niggas. You understand what I'm saying? We are back in the building Tuesday. We back in the building Tuesday. What I'm working on for the rest of the season, team, I'm trying to get our EP. See if we can do a little session with him. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Lady B will be pulling up on us next Tuesday. I'm thinking Peter Later Boss, and then I got a surprise for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot more to come on Ground Hard Radio. We will be live next Tuesday, man. Once again, shout outs to everybody out there. Black Larry King TV coming soon. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, get your plugs out there and take us out. Mob. True.
Hey, man, you already know how we do here at Grind Hard Radio, man. We sending major shouts out to Charles Billinger. You want to know why? Because he keeps the lights on in this raglass bitch. He is the invisible man. And like we said, we might have to pull him out for this season, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit is five, you know what I'm saying? So everybody going to get to know our executive producer, you know what I'm saying? And I got to show love to my partner, Jit, my broski. Man, you just don't know what you done did, man. I'm just going to leave it at that. You just don't know what you have done. The motherfucking Black Lantern team is in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? One time for my brother. Oh, man, Carter Mafioso, man, a.k.a. DJ Facemob, a.k.a. Divine Universal. What can I say, bro? You know what I'm saying? You come with it every goddamn time, man. And tonight is no exception. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you. Keep doing your thing. And represent for all the goddamn 5% of ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? And that's true, you know what I'm saying? One time for my sis, Miss Chief, that shit was cold. That shit was a banger. I'm for real. I thought Dope was going to be a B-play for a little while, but when that shit just cut off, I was like, oh, no, they cut this beat off. So you know the track coming behind it got to be five. You know what I'm saying? Sis, I love you. You know what I'm saying? She is the queen of GHR, and she is also the beat shop queen. And she goes by the name of Miss
Love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to fuck with her on those dope ass visuals. You know what I'm saying? You got dope ass music for the production. You got dope visuals with Miss Chi for your graphics and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you need to tap in. You know what I'm saying? We working over here. We working. You know what I'm talking about? And that's true. You know what I'm saying? One time for my boy. Dope ass music. He stayed very fresh than a motherfucker, and I love that goddamn track that you came with tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, we internationally known, and we known to rock the goddamn microphone around this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass music. Keep doing your motherfucking thing, man. And, oh, yeah, don't forget about the No Filter Crew on Monday nights. You know what I'm saying? With Smoothie
King
Dude,
no
Crush the Calendar, and my boy Question. You know what I'm saying? In this bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Much love to Cobra. Much love to Cobra Immortal. You know what I'm saying? Wherever he's at, you know what I'm saying? We sending you major shots out. You know what I'm saying? Because that track you came with was fire. You know what I'm saying? So keep on doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? And gotta show love to our missing in action, but she's got so much shit in motion, she can't be everywhere at one time. I'm talking about our Georgia Peach. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else got their Georgia Peach, but look, this one belongs to us. She is not your Georgia Peach. She's our Georgia Peach. You know what I'm saying? Miss Tia. You know what I'm saying? Love you to death, sis. You know what I'm saying?
Love
and, keep it moving. Keep getting that paper. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
love
man. Much love Razor. You know what I'm saying? Razor's under the welding right now. You know what I'm saying? But he'll be back in full swing. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to show love to the R&B ambassador of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? And that's Trill. And DJ Sardi Rock. Album coming soon.
You be trying it.
Wild and great ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, I'm off this regular ass motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? Trill. Mama.
Everybody gotta go. Yeah, you gotta go home.
Yeah,
you ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the hell up out of here, goddammit. Grand Far Radio.
Hey,
we outro.
We gotta go.
And my Chris Brown
voice.
You
don't want to say. You don't
want
to say.
Hey, no, ma'am.
They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not rapping like us. They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not rapping like us. They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not rapping like us. They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not rapping like us. Hard time 803, they ain't rapping like us.
Nah.
Top tier status, the lyrics are too tough. Mafioso, but Carolina legend. Underrated, they hated, they sleeping on the 7. 30 year vet, Emma bars never change. Vocally exclusive, fire spark with flame. Who's the best in the city, who cares on state to states? Catch me live on THR Tuesdays and Thursdays. No love in this game, unless you got bread. Seem like they only respect you and love you when you dead. Rock the same stages with Wu-Tang and B.I.G. Rip New York, ATL and Tennessee. All this time, they ain't catch up yet. Caught a go harder, so give me my respect. Larger 4.0, blood brothers connect. And we in the dirty shop with that thing on deck.
It's hard time, E&T. Peace to the guard. Best believe they not messing with the squad. Don't get involved with a team full of frauds. The only way they clap is applause.
and we never lost our touch.
Never.
Stayed on the grind, never talked too much.
Uh-huh.
For the crew, you know I come through in the clutch.
Yeah.
If you know, then you know, 408 plus. Oh. That's what's up, older and wiser. And you can bet the Met do rep Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Thrilling the feeling, I'm a survivor. Quick when I spit the gift like Saliva. BB for life, real kinfolk.
Yeah.
OG's on the set and been woke. Ride out the ghost, Hennessy and Coke. And we rep both the East and West Coast.
Low.
They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not. They not rapping like us. They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not. They not rapping like us. They ain't rapping like us.
Nope.
They not. They not rapping like us.
Let rap.
Nope.
Trio.